This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert, a Republican from the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Small Business Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the ongoing debate here in Washington about a second possible job creation bill. And we also want to get his thoughts on some other issues related to the economic climate, including some curious comments made by President Obama. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Greg.
Right now, of course, we hear the president calling for a second jobs package. They're not calling it a stimulus, but for the most part, that's what it is. We also know that there was a bipartisan approach in the Senate that was shot down as quickly as it got introduced. Where are House Republicans on this? What kind of ingredients do you think ought to be in a job stimulation bill?
You ought to have money getting back into the hands of the people that actually make the economy work, that actually hire people. And that's why, you know, the tax holiday idea that so many of us supported, I came up with about a year and a half ago, is the best way to go. Art Laffer, that was the economist that got the Reagan administration in the right direction, made 30% tax cuts that got us out of the, really, I think, the worst recession we got now, said the best way to do it is a tax holiday. Let the people keep their money in their own check and do so for at least 2 or 3 months, and you will see this economy explode. Moody's did an analysis and said a tax holiday idea would enhance and increase the GDP more in 1 year than any of these other proposals. So that's one of the big things that we really feel like ought to be done. And of course, you've got these massive tax, and the biggest tax increase in American history coming on January 1 of 2011. That is going to have a profound effect, and is now, because people are afraid of what's going to happen then, and it's affecting what they're doing now.
Congressman, one of the provisions in the now scrapped Senate compromise version of a job creation bill was for a payroll tax holiday on jobs created this year. Is that the type of holiday you have in mind, or something different?
Well, the idea that I have, and so many have, Newt Gingrich and a lot of folks have really been pushing, is not just by those who are creating jobs, but give a tax holiday to everybody who's earning money now, not to those who don't pay any taxes. That's why I asked President Bush back with the so-called stimulus in January 2008, how do you give a rebate to people that didn't even put any bait in? You know, you really need to be paying something in to get something back to help the economy. So I've had too many employers tell me that, yeah, they can hire people, but giving them a tax credit on this year's tax that they'll get help with a year from now doesn't really help them right now when they need it.
Congressman, we also know that one of the key promises made by President Obama during his presidential campaign was that only the wealthy would see a tax increase, those making north of $250,000 a year. And now in an interview with Investor's Business Daily, the president has said on the idea of not raising taxes on the middle class, quote, "What I can't do is set the thing up where a whole bunch of things are off the table," unquote. He has not said publicly that he's even considering this, but what do you make of that quote?
Well, I make of that quote the same thing that I made when he said that illegal immigrants wouldn't get free health insurance under the federal program being proposed. That wasn't true. When he said not one dime would go for abortions, that wasn't true. I think he means to tell the truth, but whoever's putting those words in his teleprompter is putting some stuff in there that isn't right. And let me just say that another position that most of us have supported on our side of the aisle, we've got people on the other side that also would support, would be if you open up the Outer Continental Shelf, open up Anwar, open up the North Slope of Alaska, that's 3.1 million jobs across this country that are created, not saved, but created without the government spending one dime of taxpayer money. Those are things that will really work.
Congressman, I know that you are on the Small Business Committee in the House of Representatives. You mentioned a little bit earlier about how putting revenue back in the pockets of those who earn it and who pay taxes is the best way to stimulate this economy and create jobs. What have you heard specifically from the small business owners in your district? What do they want you to do? And perhaps just as importantly, what do they not want you to do?
Well, they don't want us to continue this incredible runaway deficit spending, because when the government deficit spends, that's money that the government is borrowing that takes it out of the private sector, so it makes it harder for them to get loans to create the business and expand the business that needs to be done. And I tell you, Greg, it wasn't lost on most small business owners that in that huge $787 billion so-called stimulus bill a year ago, he signed into law on February 17th, that less than 1% of that went to help small business. Less than 1%. We were told it was going to build infrastructure. Less than 7% did that. That was about a giveaway program that has not helped. And when you go back to his comments, where he said, if we don't pass this stimulus bill, unemployment might reach as high as 8.5%. Well, man, I'd like to go back to that day and have it not go higher than 8.5% by not passing this stimulus bill.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert. And Congressman, a few days ago when the job numbers for January came out, I was talking with an economist who had served in the Department of Labor in the Bush administration, who says that small business owners right now are very reticent to expand or invest or add new workforce as a result of certain initiatives up on Capitol Hill that they're very worried about, namely the Democratic version of health care reform as well as the cap and trade legislation. Are you hearing the same thing?
Absolutely am. They sure are, because they don't know. I mean, we're hearing health care is dead, and then we hear from Pelosi's number one negotiator, they're going to do reconciliation and jam this down America's throat, even though the majority, vast majority, don't want it. The crap and trade bill, it is still out there. They're hoping to pass that. I've got guys, Greg, that have told me that their refineries are on hold. They're waiting to see if that lives or dies, because if the crap and trade bill passes, they're going to Argentina or Latin America with those jobs. And it's hard to imagine how you help the environment by sending jobs here in America where they're done cleaner, and then sending them to countries where they pollute 4 to 10 times more doing the same thing. That doesn't make sense. We need the jobs here and keep them clean jobs here.
Last question, sir. Do you believe that at the end of this session we will see a health care bill or an energy bill passed?
I don't know. We need health care reform. We do. There are things that need to be done to stop the runaway costs of health care. And I don't see anything in the current health care proposal that is really that good for the economy and for individuals, other than, you know, allowing insurance companies to sell across state lines, prevent people from being canceled because of pre-existing conditions. Those kind of, we could agree on those things. But there's numerous things that could bring about transparency, get some light of day in there, and get some free market forces at work in healthcare that haven't been there for about 40 years. We could do that, and at the same time make sure that these seniors don't lose any benefits. Don't lose $500 billion. It doesn't have to be that way. We could buy them private insurance with a high deductible and give them cash for the deductible cheaper than what we're spending on Medicare and Medicaid right now. Those are solutions that could really do America good.
Congressman, unfortunately, we're out of time. Very good of you, sir, to spend some time with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks so much.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District, also a member of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.